countries and mind control. I have to wonder, is the government helping with Elon Musk's mind control experiment? You might ask why I suggest this, and at first it looks like there is no connection. I think you have to consider the fact the government has been interested in mind control since at least the 1950s, when they were experimenting with LSD and hypnosis to brainwash people. That was known as Project MKUltra. If this ever turned out to be true, you could bet we are only hearing about the tip of the iceberg. There is just enough being released by Musk to make us think he is the only one doing this, and he hasn't had more than minor successes. The CIA had mind control projects going in 80 institutions and employed 185 researchers. If you were them, wouldn't you want to utilize whatever Musk can find out about mind control? There are different forms of mind control. There is the type most of us think of as having one's mind forced to obey commands by others. Another type was used for decades by the military when people had their minds trained to perform remote viewing. There are also subcategories of mind control where the object is not only to get someone to perform an act against their will, but then force them to forget it. One of the problems with some of the studies was there were no ethical considerations. Take, for example, trying to perfect the ability of a person to perform an act they never would on their own and then wiping their memory. If that isn't the definition of unethical, I don't know what is. One test was on government employees where prostitutes were hired with the purpose of slipping drugs into drinks when unsuspected men were with them. One man had a dose of LSD put into a drink, but I don't know if he was attending the prostitution soiree or was just at a meeting. He then jumped out a window and killed himself. The Soviet Union had spent the equivalent of over $1 billion in mind control experiments. We have to remember they had a much smaller gross national budget and things were far cheaper for them to do than us, so they got a lot more bang for their ruble. In 2007, the Russian Psychotechnology Research Institute in Moscow was being used for human mind control testing. The scientists there claimed they had anti-terrorism technology which could read a subconscious mind and alter behavior. Could this technology also be used for other things which are not so noble? As with any new technology, their techniques probably have other uses. Much of new technology can be used to aid humanity, but is also capable of destroying it. The United States was invited to go to this lab and they sent scientists. Apparently, the Russians were willing to share it with us, which seems most unusual. During the Soviet era, they were also involved with remote viewing. As I have mentioned in the past, certain individuals who passed qualifying tests were inducted into the program. They were trained to be able to see in their minds events unfolding anywhere. Some were better at this than others. They would concentrate and draw what they saw, and this way the locations of the events could be ascertained. The American remote viewers were able to identify where the Iranians had stashed American hostages from their room in the United States, but most incredible was the time when our remote viewers claimed they made contact with extraterrestrials. Yes, you are reading this correctly. There has been a claim we have made contact and are communicating with aliens by telepathy. It was said by the government our remote viewer program was discontinued years ago. Let me ask you this question: after all the successes it had, do you believe we would have sacked it? What usually happens to programs like this which have success is they become black programs. They are moved out of the regular budget process and hidden under some other name and get unlimited funds because they are allowed to tap into other agencies' budgets without permission from that agency. Knowing they probably made first contact changes our ideas of why so many UFOs are coming here. Could the reason be we have reached a plateau where aliens would like us to become less warlike so we could become members of some universal agency, like a universal UN? We know China has a program of mind control. They have been using electromagnetic mind control technology on people for years. This is known as M technology. We know over 400,000 people have been victims of this, but there could be a lot more. China is part of the Human Brain Project. Some of the victims have reached out to the international community for help. There is also other methods of mind control being practiced in China. A more traditional method is practiced in concentration camps where constant indoctrination is being practiced. It can go on for years. One victim said he had experienced beating when physically there were none. His mind had been tricked into feeling the pain of beatings without the beatings. In 2015, China demonstrated a car which was controlled by the mind. In this case, the driver had to wear a helmet with sensors and wires attached. The Chinese have also been accused of experimenting on people with chemicals to try and control their minds. The idea of mind control dates back to 1921 in Tavistock, by a British intelligence service. The development of the idea was continued in Germany, where experiments on people in their concentration camps during World War II were carried out. The Germans used barbiturates, morphine and mescaline. They started the experiments in Auschwitz and continued them in Dachau. The stated objective was to eliminate the will of the person being experimented on. An interesting side note, some of these people who performed these terrible experiments were brought over to the United States after the war under the Project Operation Paperclip, which also brought Wernher von Braun, an SS member and a rocket scientist. The famous MI6, the secret British intelligence service, was also involved in mind control experiments. They were forced to pay thousands of pounds to former servicemen who they tricked into taking LSD. They also had to pay for the attorney's fees that represented the soldiers. They had reached an out-of-court settlement. I suppose they wanted to keep the fact of what they did as quiet as possible.